No, they love being called queer now. And there are movies out there, Queer Chic, they call it. You know, when they dress up all rainbow flaggy and stuff, got Queer Chic. So I read the bill. I read the resolution. You can read my summary of it at MikeChurch.com today in today's pile of prep. I'll basically sum it up. If any of you wackos out there, man, wife with children, who somehow think that they shouldn't be lesbians or queers or transgenders or whatever, or fags, better charge your running the audience off. I'm just telling the truth. We, the assembly, are going to ask you nicely. Do not tell your children that it's wrong to commit sodomy and be a sodomite. Do not tell your children that your daughters that it's wrong to become a lesbian. Do not tell your children that if they think that they were born girls and they're boys, or born boys and they're girls, and they want all manner of chemical, and then if that doesn't work, surgical mutilations of their bodies, don't send them to anyone that will tell them they shouldn't do it. Now, we're warning you that if you do this, we're just going to send you a nasty letter now. But if we find out you keep doing it, then we're going to go to the next step, and we're going to pass a law, and we're going to make it illegal for you to do it. Now, before you start your little correcty correctorsons out there, that can't happen, Mike. I know it's a resolution. And you're probably going like, well, that's a little far-fetched, don't you think? Oh. From yesterday's pile of prep, or Monday's pile of prep. Far-fetched? My behind? Headline. How Oregon built a transgender medical industrial complex on junk science. Now, I started to read it a second ago, like, I'm like, you know, I just need to keep that soundbite handy. This isn't happening, man. Game over.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over. What are we going to do now? What are we going to do?
What are we going to do now? The late, great Bill Paxton. You got to hear the long. I had the long version somewhere.
Man, this isn't happening, man.
It's one of the few lines in an entire movie. If you watch the bonus features on the DVD, where James Cameron says, he pretty much let him do what he wanted to do with that. That's not really how you script something like that out. But if you watch the long form version of it,
this isn't happening, man. This isn't happening.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over. What are we gonna do now? What are we gonna do?
I'll find a long version. It's buried somewhere. I have 16,000 sound bites. That's me reading the news these days going like, man, this isn't happening, man. This isn't happening. Like the other day, the hashtag for the pile of prep, please make it stop. We're humans, for heaven's sake. We're not animals. Then I started thinking of another movie, John Hurt and the Elephant Man. Oh, I'm not an animal. What do you think the subtext of that movie was? Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing up. As a group of suburban Portland psychiatric nurses sat for training in late 2016, they had no idea they were witnessing a paradigm shift in public health policy. They simply wanted to know what to do about a sudden upsurge in young psychiatric patients who believed themselves to be in the wrong body. They then turned to a colleague from Oregon Health and Science University for help. The reply was astonishing. The children's claim should be taken at face value, and the children should be referred to OHSU, or like institutions, for a Dutch protocol of puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones. Further, The nurses should expect such referrals to comprise 3% of the children in their care. OHSU has since taken down the URL, but you can find the original PDF from which all quotes are taken here. What was perhaps most astonishing about this reply went without comment by the nurses or their employer. The citation upon which the 3% prediction was based didn't remotely say what it was derived from. Why didn't anyone notice or object? To understand that, one must understand the evolving relationship between the gender industry and Oregon regulators.